So we're here this morning for a baptismal service. We're here to witness someone making a commitment to God, a public commitment of what God is doing in their life. And it's a bit like a sign that points us in the direction of where things are headed. So I've got a little test for us to start with this morning. Blankety blank. Okay. So on my drive, when I used to live in Cardiff, I used to drive to work, and every day I used to pass what's called the Magic Roundabout in Cardiff, which is a roundabout made up of old signs that look like this, as you can see on the screen. So I thought this morning I'd test how we are on our road traffic awareness of road signs. So the first one, any idea? 30 miles an hour, fantastic. Not 35, not 40, 30. Okay, next one. One way, you're going to see them the one way. Don't go down, don't drive the wrong way down that one. Okay, next one. You're all too good at this, aren't you? I'm very pleased to hear. Okay, next one. National speed limit, which on a motorway is? But on an ordinary road is? Oh, yeah, just good to test you. Good to test you. Okay, next one. Roundabout approaching, yes, good one. Okay, next one. Ooh. What was that one? Not the end of a 30 mile an hour limit, it's the end of a minimum 30 mile an hour speed limit. So a 30 in a blue circle is you can't go below 30. And this is the end of a 30 zone. So there you are. You've learnt something this morning, at least. Okay, so the thing with signs is that they point us to a future part of the journey. So signs indicate something important for the journey ahead. And this morning, as we come to this passage, as we come to watch Stephanie get baptized, it's a sign. It's one of the ways we can interpret it, one way we can see it, is it's a sign of something significant for the journey ahead. And so this morning I want to look at three different signs that we see about baptism in this passage this morning, which are a sign of repentance, a sign of relationship, and a sign of rebirth. And in true Baptist tradition, I've managed to get 3 points all starting with the same letter. Very proud of that this morning. Very proud of that. Very rarely happens. So the first sign, the sign of repentance. So as we come to this passage, it says, and so John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. John came as someone to say, you need to turn back to God. You need to repent. And repentance is just saying, I was going my own way. I now want to go a different way. And the way that John was calling people back to was the way of God. He's saying, you've chosen to live for yourself, to do things for yourself. He says, but actually, there's a God who loves you, who wants you to follow his way, because his way is an amazing way. It's an awesome way. And so the first sign we see is a sign of repentance. Baptism is a picture of changing direction. It's saying, I was on this journey, but this sign is a sign saying that I'm doing something brand new. That I was going my own way, I'm now going to go God's way. And that's what we're going to see this morning, is Stephanie showing that she wants to go God's way. It's an act of repentance. So baptism is about a place of washing of sins. So we go to the next slide. It says in Acts 3:19, repent then and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord. And then it says in Acts 22:16, and now what you are waiting for, get up, be baptized, wash your sins away, calling on his name. So the first sign, the sign of repentance, is almost like a sign of being washed, is that we were sinful, we were a bit mucky. And because we were a bit mucky and a bit, it meant that we couldn't approach God, because God is holy and God is perfect, and we couldn't approach him. But because of Jesus, if we put our faith and our trust in Jesus, if we confess that he is Lord, it says in that passage there, it says it's like being washed clean, that we were dirty, but now we are made righteous, we are made perfect, we are made clean, which means that we can approach a God who is holy and perfect. So the picture of the water is about being washed. That's one of the pictures that we see. Go to the next slide. But it's also, it's a sign of relationship. It says, just as Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw heaven being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I love, with whom I am well pleased." We see a relationship taking place here at the point of baptism, as Jesus was modeling out to us what we should do to come and be baptized. It shows us that it's about a relationship with God. It's about a relationship with the Father. So we are called to be in relationship with God. See, sin separates us from God. Sin, the things that we do wrong, the things that make us mucky, separate us from a relationship with God. The same way that if you have a friend or your partner, when you do something wrong, it puts a barrier between the two of you. And there needs to be forgiveness in order for you to come back together and to make things all right. God is a God all about relationships. He loves us and he wants the best for us. And he wants to just be in relationship with us constantly. So the first sign, the second sign, is a sign of relationship. It says in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." For God so loves the world. God's heart is love. It says in the New Testament, God is love. He longs to show love to us. And he shows it by sending his Son, Jesus, to model out the way of life for us. But more than that, to die on a cross for our sins. So that his death becomes our death and we can be set free from sin. So that we can have a new life with God. It says in Galatians 3, 26-29. "So in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to his promise." What he's saying is if you put your faith in Jesus, if you put your faith in who he is, you become one in Christ. You share what Christ is. And Christ is fully righteous. He is the one who's made a way for us. We share in what he has. He is the Son of the Father. And we share in that. We become sons and daughters of the God who created everything, of heaven and of earth. And what's more, it makes us all equal. It's saying there's no... It doesn't matter who you are or where you find yourself. If you're in Christ, we're all equal. Anyone can come to God. You haven't got to be a good person. Jesus makes us good. He makes us righteous. We come as we are. And because of that, we can be in relationship with God. God loves us so much. And he's done everything he possibly can to allow us to be in relationship with him. But also, it's about us being in relationship not only with God, it's also a picture and a sign of being in relationship with each other as the church of Jesus. It says in Ephesians 4:2-6, "Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you're called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, one Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all." Bit of a mouthful there. But what it's saying is that Stephanie today is going to do something that lots of us here have done. And it's something that we do as an action to unite us together and say, we believe that Jesus is who he said he was. We believe this and we believe that it changes your whole way of life. It changes who you are. And it has the ability to change the world around us. It's incredible. And so we come today to share in witnessing what Stephanie's going to do. But also it's something that lots of us here have done together. To say we believe this. That we're all part of this together. That we share one baptism because we believe in one God. We have one faith, one hope. We are united in purpose. And our plan of action is to live what God has shown. Is to love each other. In a way which goes beyond anything the world has ever seen. And then the third sign is a sign of rebirth. It says in Romans 6:4, "We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. And rebirth is about being into a new way of life. And what Paul is saying here, he's saying is, the problem is that sin always leads to death. That's what it always leads to. So the only way to be free from sin is to die. That's the only way you can be free from it. When you're dead, you can't sin anymore. The only way to be free from sin is to die. And what our hope is as Christians is that we put our faith in Jesus and his death and his resurrection. And so his death becomes our death. So when we say, I put my faith in Jesus and his death and what he did, it's like we die to self. We say, I want to follow his way. And because we die to self and we share in his death, we're then set free from sin. So sin has no power over us. So it's not about whether you're a good person or not, because it's irrelevant. The whole glorious good news of the gospel is that we are set free. That sin doesn't matter anymore. We are set free. It's free from sin. If we go to the next verse, just to show you again that rebirth here. But when the kindness and the love of God, our Saviour, appeared, he saved us not because of righteous things that we have done, but because of his mercy. He saved us through washing of rebirth and the renewal of the Holy Spirit. We haven't got to be good enough. We just have to be willing to come and follow him. And it's like finding a new birth, because we've died to self and we find a brand new life, a new life in the Spirit of God. And then it says in the next verse, now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And the thing about the Christian hope and the Christian faith is we believe that it's about freedom. We no longer live under the judgment of God. We no longer live under the fear of sin and what sin might do in our life. We live in the freedom that God has for us. We live as people who are set free in a new way of life, because we have died to self. And just as Christ was raised again to new life, so we are raised to new life. And so the third sign is a sign of rebirth, that as we come to the baptistry, it's a sign of being buried, dying to self, and being reborn, raised again into a new way of life. Into a new way of being, where we are free, free from the curse of sin, and we can walk in the freedom of God. And that's why it's good news. So it's amazing news that God loves us and he set us free from all the things that can hold us back in our lives. So there's just three signs this morning. Three things that baptism can represent. It represents much more than that, but three really important things. It represents a repentance, asking of forgiveness of God, being washed of sin. It represents a relationship with God, that we are entering into a new relationship with God. And it represents new birth, a new way of life, a new way of being in freedom. Three signs. Signs indicate something significant for the journey ahead. Stephanie, for you today, a significant part of your journey is still ahead of you. That what you're doing today is saying, I publicly declare, this is what I believe, that I have found a new hope and a new life and a new way of being in Jesus. And that's what we're going to come and hear her testimony. That's what we're going to come and watch happen in just a few moments. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you that your word is true. We thank you that your word brings life. Lord, thank you that you refresh us, that, Lord, you wash us of our sins, that, Lord, you call us into relationship with you, the God who made everything. It's amazing. But, Lord, also to a new way of life, a life where death is no longer something to be worried about or something to be scared about, but something that's been conquered and that we are now set free to live with you for eternity. Lord God, help us be baptized in your Holy Spirit as well, that we may find freedom in you. Amen.